flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A bartender that dreads the phrase, "Hey, can you put the game on?" At Sports on What, we understand your pain and we're here to help. Over the air, satellite, cable, or streaming, Sports on What knows what channel the game is on and you can too. Follow your favorite teams, set alerts, and filter by provider to get the results you need. Stop wasting time searching and never miss kickoff again. Just download the Sports on What app and you'll always know how to watch the game. Available for Android and iOS. Start your 7-day free trial when you download Sports on What and subscribe today.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, good news. As far as the men's room 20th anniversary lager from Black Raven Brewing, that stuff should be starting to be shipped out now to all locations.
Yes.
So, hopefully, it'll be out there for you on draft as it gets there. Keep in mind, with a lot of the grocery stores and convenience stores, you know, it takes a little time to get those items on the shelf, depending on what they're selling, what they're not selling, and the shelf space. But hopefully, you will be able to find the brand new lager from Black Raven Men's Room, celebrating 20 years with our anniversary lager. And if not, we're throwing a party on Friday, February 7th.
The Black first Raven of many. Brewing.
Yeah, we're launching it off. 2-6, we're doing a live broadcast. You will be a part of the live studio audience. As always, it's absolutely free. Of course, they'll have it on draft. They will have it in cans available for you to buy and everything else.
Yes, indeed.
So if you can't buy it, just stop up and see us up at the Black Raven launch party for our 20th anniversary lager.
And I'll tell you the pro move when you go to Black Raven Brewery. This is me anyway, but I've done it every single time I've been there. I will go there. I will get my drafts. We sit down. I enjoy it. When it is time to go home, they also sell six packs. Or the case. And yep. The mix and match case.
Yeah, I'm not even kidding.
So every single time, it's like, look, I would drink draft for the duration of the time I'm sitting there. But before I leave, the final thing is, hey, man, I'm grabbing a case or the six or whatever it's going to be. And it's kind of keep the good times rolling, so to speak. That's one of the things I like most about that place is you can actually purchase the beer on
premium. You can. So that's going to be a Friday afternoon, 2-6, in Woodinville at the Black Raven Brewing Facility as we do our launch party for our 20th anniversary lager that's available now.
And if you're listening, if I get there in time, I will come over and get some French onion soup. What's the Hollywood? Oh, crap. Like the Hollywood Cafe. Like, he even emailed me recently.
He invites you all the time. Yeah,
I know.
You'd remember.
Oh,
yeah, don't look at me.
I know. I'm just trying to. It's like the Hollywood something. Dude's like, hey, man, we still have the French onion soup waiting for it. I love French onion soup.
Yeah, he's the one's going to get it for free. We're going to pay him for it if we go.
I will gladly pay, but certainly charge those guys.
It'd be like Germany with the shots, you know what I mean? He's the only Ravens fan in the room.
You were out smoking. So the guy did not believe you when you came back in to say that I'm a Ravens fan as well. He just thought you wanted free, whatever the hell he gave me, schnapps.
Oh, boy. Sorry I missed that.
And the only time he didn't want to drink.
Dude, I cannot explain. Like, I wasn't even hungover. You're still like that negative drunk from the night before. And this German dude barely speaks English. He knows we're there for the football game. Says, who's your favorite team? I say the Ravens. What are the odds of a German guy like that? That's my favorite team as well.
We were talking to him, and he said, and then you walked in, and I swear to God, again, town is called Wolfrathausen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they had seen a lot of Americans, and I truly believe he thinks you are a Raven.
Oh, like a player?
Correct.
You're black with tattoos.
He said,
you must play NFL football.
Yeah. Well, first he said, Ray Lewis is my favorite wide receiver.
I was going to say.
And I went, wow, all right, man, you're getting there. The rest of us are in Seahawks gear.
Well, he's wide, you know.
Right, but when you walked in, I really... And I'm not joking. I really think he thought, like, that's a Raven. That's how they must walk around. And then Miles came in his Ravens jersey. He just didn't care.
No, he did not care about you.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK. Actually, Ted, that day I had a Geno Smith West Virginia jersey on. So,
oh, were you?
You're probably thrown off.
All right. My bad.
You're going to say you're a Ravens fan, but you're wearing Geno Smith.
Yeah.
All the schnapps I could drink. And guess what? I really could not drink
schnapps. And then he brought over those snacks.
And he would not let you guys eat
them. He specifically said, only Ravens. And somebody just nonchalantly kind of giggled and went to grab one. That dude came back around the bar and was like, night.
They weren't joking. They're serious. Real serious about that.
Good times.
Yeah.
Hello, PJ. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, how's it going?
Hola. PJ, are you sober or not sober?
Hey, what was that?
I said, are you sober or not sober there, PJ?
Sober. California sober, at least.
All right, I'm not sure I'm tracking with you on that. Okay.
Not sober. Okay. Say one at the end of every sentence for a week there, PJ. Will it be Heavens to Betsy? Know what I mean? Sweet Googly Moogly or You Go Girl?
Sweet Googly Moogly? That thing is juicy.
Okay. Now, PJ, keep in mind, you needed to use that now.
Here's your question. What is the crucial card in the game of hearts?
The King of Hearts, Sweet Googly Moogly.
Is it the Queen of Spades?
It is the Queen of Spades.
That was worth 13 points, right?
Don't know.
Yeah.
Hey, can I just do a quick plug real quick?
Sweet Googly Moogly.
Sweet Googly Moogly?
Sure, you can.
So, at the Lincoln Theater on Saturday, Sweet Googly Moogly, Potbelly from Whidbey Island is going to be doing their 30th anniversary show, Sweet Googly Moogly.
Are they? Are they handing out the sandwiches?
The Potbelly, the rock and roll band, the local rock and roll band.
Yeah. That's not exciting, then.
Yeah. Now, when you brought it up, we thought of Potbelly, the sandwich shop, who has outstanding sandwiches. Although, I will say, the only bad experience I had at Potbelly, and it wasn't even a bad experience, they're always awesome. And I went down and I got a chicken salad sandwich with bacon and, like, cheese or something, whatever.
Man,
I walked back to
delicious.
The, it would be delicious. They forgot to put the chicken salad in.
No way.
I swear to God. So I walked back down, and I'm kind of smiling, and I'm like, because I was like, you remember me, right? It's like, yeah, you were just here. You got the chicken salad sandwich, right? I said, well, I thought I did, and I opened it up, and dude started laughing his ass off. He was like, man, I'm so sorry. I was like, that's the hell of a scam you're running. So then maybe a new one. It was all good, but yeah, I'm just like, man.
Hopefully extra chicken salad.
Yeah.
I wonder what came first, PJ, the band or the sandwich place? Because he says it's the 20th anniversary.
Probably the band, Sweet Googly Moogly, if they've been around for 30 years.
Oh, 30 years.
30. Maybe probably so. Them. All right.
So I'm going to be the new singer, Sweet Googly Moogly. The show starts at 8.
Okay.
Sweet Googly Moogly.
If you're really going to be the singer, make sure you got to drop a Sweet Googly Moogly at some point.
Ladies and gentlemen,
are you ready to rock Sweet Googly Moogly?
I definitely will. You know it. I'll do it for you guys. Sweet Googly Moogly.
All right. All right, PJ. Here's your question. In Newton's second law of motion, force is equal to mass times what? It's not as complicated as it
sounds. Say it again.
Force equals mass times what? Just think about force. You're going to punch me in the face, right? So we know the mass of your hand.
All right. Resistance, Sweet Googly Moogly.
Speed. Velocity?
Speed. Velocity.
Close. Acceleration. Yeah.
What's this guy's name?
PJ.
All right, PJ, I got a weird one for you. You're with the band Potbelly.
That's correct. Sweet Googly Moogly.
And you are playing at what theater?
The Lincoln Theater in Mount Vernon, Washington, Sweet Googly Moogly.
Potbelly Sandwich Shop was founded in 1977 in Chicago. And it was Chicago-based. It was started basically in a shop on Lincoln Avenue.
Are you for real?
I swear to God.
It all comes together, man.
But sounds like the Potbelly sandwich is older than the Potbelly band.
But they both have a connection to things called Lincoln.
And PJ, it sounds to me like you weren't the first singer in this. How many incarnations of singers have they had if you just joined the band?
Man, there's been so many different lineups, Sweet Googly Moogly. I know there's been at least three singers, Corey Worthless, Jason Potbelly, Sweet Googly Moogly, and there's been a lot of different members.
I like their names.
Okay.
The names alone are awesome. All right, here's your question. How many letters in the alphabet have more than one syllable? I know you're going through the alphabet.
I want to let... One, Sweet Googly Moogly.
Yeah, W, right?
Yeah, originally when I asked that question, I was going to say, in 5 seconds, tell me... Because it doesn't matter who you are.
You just got to get through it.
Can you do the alphabet without singing?
No. Really? I can. The alphabet without singing it?
Yeah, you can't sing.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G. I could go on.
Yeah. Okay. Just checking. A lot of people, no matter what, you just start singing.
Big W!
Hello, Albert. Welcome to the men's room.
Hot soup, farts, and fish sandwiches.
Hola. Hey. Albert, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
Sober Albert.
Albert, are you a man of girth?
I mean, I don't know. I guess.
I mean, are you a fat Albert?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Okay.
It might just be a plump Albert.
Albert, you have to say one at the end of every sentence, and PJ there gave you an outstanding roadmap. So, is it going to be Heavens to Betsy? Know what I mean? Sweet Googly Moogly, or You Go Girl?
I'm going to say Sweet Googly Moogly, as in, congratulations for 20 years, Sweet Googly Moogly.
All right, very good.
And thank you. All right, Albert, your question. What city in the United States is nicknamed the Crescent City and the city that Care forgot?
Oh, the Crescent City. Can you repeat it again? I'm sorry.
Yeah, what U.S. city is nicknamed the Crescent City and the city Care forgot?
Oh, my God. New Orleans?
You got it.
Boom. One and done.
Nice job, Albert.
Sweet Googly Moogly. All right, before we let
Sweet
you go.
Sweet Googly Moogly, I'm sorry.
Let's give you a 50-50 question here. Let's see. True or false, pizza was the first food consumed in space.
In space? False.
Okay.
I'm going to guess. Let me think here.
All right.
It was pizza rolls.
It was probably in a tube.
Yes. More than likely, yeah. You're tracking the right direction.
Yogurt.
Nope.
Spam.
Spam in a tube.
Can, tube. It's all the same to me, dude.
We don't hate the astronaut. Kids love this. Or at least we give it to them.
Pudding.
Applesauce.
Oh. All right. Makes sense. Big
dummy!
Kids do love pudding.
They do love pudding.
More than applesauce.
Hello, Adam. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola. Adam, you on Team Sober or Team Not Sober?
Team Sober.
Okay, Adam, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, for 1 week of your life, Adam, you have to say one at the end of every sentence. Will it be Heavens to Betsy? Know what I mean? Sweet Googly Moogly, or You Go Girl?
You go, girl.
You go, girl. Okay.
All right, Adam. Here's your question. What planet was Alf from on the TV show Alf?
Jupiter. You go, girl.
Ted, you remember?
I'm racking my brain.
Is it an actual planet?
No.
No, I just keep thinking about Robin Williams.
That was a nice question.
He's from
Melmac.
Melmac. I was going to say Planet Fitness.
But the but the next question is, what planet was Mork from on the TV show Mork and Mindy?
Jupiter.
You go, girl.
You go, girl.
Ork.
Ork. Yeah, yeah. It's Mork for Mork.
Mork for Mork.
As opposed to Al from Malmac.
It doesn't have the same ring.
Al from Mouth.
I like Planet Fitness. All right, your question. Who recorded the song Everybody Wants to Rule the World?
The original?
I guess. As far as I know. Everybody wants
Wham,
to.
You go, girl.
Not too far off. Tears wham. For Fears, yes. You go, girl. Question four.
What is the official score of a forfeited Major League Baseball game?
One to zero. You go, girl.
That's it.
Well done.
I'm not sure if I knew that. That was going to be my guess, but I don't know in my lifetime that I've seen that before on a professional level.
I mean, Major League Baseball, I find it hard to believe there's a lot of forfeited.
And I feel like it's got to be more like high school. Sometimes the other team just doesn't have nine players.
Sure.
But so you can still play with eight, right?
I think that has to be an official forfeit. And then
If the kids still want to play,
the way I've seen it was we would send a couple of our guys over there.
So they'd play for that team.
But, so you still get to play baseball.
But yeah. Well, listen, yeah, I've seen that a couple times with my kid. Like in the basketball thing, some schools, you know, we have like six guys. And just at some point, you got to sub out and all that. So like three of our guys will go over there. And play, because the kids don't want to play basketball, okay. It just doesn't go to the official record.
All right, so I send a player over from my team, right?
All right.
Okay, they get to play for the other team. They don't have enough players. We're still playing ball.
Yeah.
I'm a pitcher. This guy comes up. He's my teammate, but he's playing for the other team.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to throw at his head. Okay?
Yes.
Now, hold on. Now, is that team going to be mad that I threw at a player's head who's really my teammate but playing for their team? Are they going to defend him? And are the two teams going to fight?
No.
Is he going to fight for the other
two teams? The two teams are not going to fight, but I think they'll still defend him.
I don't think they'll care.
I don't either. That's why I'm throwing it at his head. So is he going to charge me?
He just might charge you.
Right.
But, yeah, I don't know if the rest of the team.
I think the coach might charge you.
Okay. But then.
Yeah, no kidding.
Montgomery, what are you doing?
He hits the deck, right? He gets back up. I throw at his head again. Now, the next time, I throw a curveball, and he drops to the dirt, right?
Right.
Just completely embarrass the guy. Is he going to charge the mound?
Yes.
No.
You don't think so?
No. But, again. Somebody that coached a little JV high school ball, like if you threw at his head twice, like I would have yanked you out of that game.
Yeah,
okay. You'd have pulled me.
Start running poles.
Yeah.
This game doesn't even count. Why are you hurting us?
Right.
You know we got goddamn St. John's next week on Thursday.
It's always a St. John's.
It's always a St. John's, man. And they're always good at baseball.
I don't know. I can't. My kids. There's one school they hate. I don't know if they hate them, but between basketball, volleyball, soccer, it's like when they see that team on another Saturday schedule, it gets real. I mean, they're going real intense, man.
When I grew up, right, I'm at Catholic school, it was always St. Mark's. But then it was fun because when I got to the math, a lot of the kids that you kind of hated.
Yeah, now they're going to school.
From the other Catholic schools, you were all together. Let's go beat the crap out of them.
There was a ton of St. Francis in West Virginia. Was there any St. Francis?
Oh, there's St. Francis floating around.
There's a St. Francis in Baltimore that. It's powerhouse football now.
Okay. I'm pretty sure if you got a name, there's a saint somebody for you.
Yeah.
I'm tired of standing here.
Hello, Gary. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello, my brother.
Oh, yeah. Gary, are you sober or not sober?
I am not sober, my friends.
What are you doing over there, Gary?
The lager, my friends. Lager.
Yeah.
Are you drinking the men's room 20th anniversary lager?
I am.
Sir. All right.
Port Orchard.
Thank you, Gary. Appreciate that, man.
Okay, Gary, our men's room poll. Say one at the end of every sentence for a week. Will it be Heavens to Betsy, Know What I Mean, Sweet Googly Moogly, or You Go Girl?
You Know What I Mean?
You Know What I Mean.
All right.
That starts now with Big Dummy.
All right, Gary, here is your question. What fast food chain offered a sandwich known as the Big Montana? Big Montana.
Okay, let's just go with Burger King, you know what I mean?
I was thinking Carl's Jr., maybe?
That's what I was going to say.
I'm thinking Arby's.
Mike is correct with Arby's.
Arby's.
It's a half pound of roast beef on a sesame seed bun.
Isn't that just like the beef without the cheddar?
With more beef. That's the whole thing.
It's a lot more
beef. Literally the difference. All right. Your question, who played Mary Poppins in the movie Mary Poppins?
Oh, gosh, she's so famous, and I'm having a brain fart.
I feel weird because I saw her boobs. The actress, she did some other movie. They showed her boobs, and I'm like, man, I just perceive her as Mary Poppins. There's something very dirty about that.
My granddaughter says Mary Jane, you know what I mean?
Is it Julie Andrews?
Julie Andrews.
Ah, there it is.
Who are we talking about?
I knew that, too. Darn it. You know what I mean?
It's a fun game.
It is.
All right, your question, multiple choice. What was the name of the play that President Lincoln was watching when he was shot? And all these, believe it or not, were popular in the 1860s because, yes, I Googled it. Was it Bluebeard? Was it the Tycoon? Was it Invisible Prince or American Cousin?
It was my American Cousin. You know what I mean.
Wait, time out.
In West Virginia, it was called My American Wife.
Yeah, I almost made a joke about Tiger Woods in there.
Didn't Abraham Lincoln marry his cousin?
Who, Mary Todd Lincoln?
Wasn't Mary his cousin?
No. I've never heard that before. No. I mean, could have. I mean, the things I've heard about them, that would be the least weird thing, but...
Okay.
Why'd you think it was...
Well, I just think it's ironic of the name of the play is American Cousin. And he's married to his cousin who's sitting in the theater with him watching a play called American Cousin.
I don't know.
I have heard the theory that he was like, I don't want to go.
I had heard that as well. But like any dude, like, you want to go to a play. I do not want to go. It's a play. I don't think that's changed since the beginning of time.
No, he did not marry his cousin. However, he was a law partner with Mary Todd Lincoln's favorite cousin.
Oh.
Okay. He's also the reason they started the Secret Service.
Absolutely.
Because he almost got assassinated in Baltimore on a train like a month before that. And he was just, because back in the day, he had the original Pinkerton guy with him. And that guy was smart enough to be like, something's not right here.
But I thought he actually formed the Secret Service to fight against counterfeiting.
That's what it's, I guess the presidential protection starts right, after Lincoln. Sure.
Think about that. Like, started the Secret Service because of counterfeiting. You end up getting shot in the freaking head. And they're like, maybe do some presidential detail too.
Mm-hmm. More Big Dummy coming up, 206-803 Rock.
So it's a new year, 2025. And you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen. And here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
99.9 KISW. The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
How about the hot sauce coming up with our tents, meat, and potatoes and head chef at 4:30 right after the game known as Big Dummy. 206-803 Rock.
All right, let's get to this. Hello, Ian. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Big Dummy.
Hola.
Hola.
Ian, are you on team sober or team not sober?
Unfortunately, team sober.
That's all right, Ian. Let's see here. Okay, Ian, men's room poll, which starts now while you're playing. Say one at the end of every sentence. Will it be heavens to Betsy? Know what I mean? Sweet googly moogly or you go girl?
It's got to be you go girl.
You go girl it is.
All right, Ian. Here's your question. What kind... let's see. All right. In India, what meat is substituted for beef at McDonald's?
Let's go with chicken.
Chicken.
You go, girl.
You go, girl.
You go, girl.
All right. Can't be beef because it's India.
Correct.
Lamb? Goat.
Close. Mutton.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Is that your next question?
What's that? No, it is not my next question.
Difference between lamb and mutton?
Well, I believe mutton is sheep. So
yeah, right.
Adult.
Lamb is an adult.
Right. Yeah.
I always thought they were two different, like, animals.
This sounds horrible when you say it out loud, but there's no other way to put it. Man, the baby version of things tastes great. If people like veal, I like lamb. And it's like, I understand if I let them go. Mm-hmm. Eventually, instead of being veal, they call you beef.
Might be one of the most scarce things on any menu in all of Seattle.
What's that?
Veal?
Yeah.
I do like mutton, though, too.
I don't even know the last time I had mutton. To be honest, I've had it. I just don't remember the last time that I've had it.
It's got nothing on your mutton.
And veal is delicious. You go, girl.
Thank you, Ian. All right.
You know what, Miles? You're right. I've had foie gras in this city. I've not had veal.
Oh, yeah.
You go to the East Coast.
Now, we'll take the goose liver, sure.
They got a breaded veal sandwich on a sub.
Oh, dude, they don't care.
Cheese.
Oh, I'm eating veal here.
Yeah.
For lunch.
And I put mozzarella on it. That's what I'm thinking.
Provolone.
All right, here's your question. A quinquagenarian is someone between what ages? A quinquagenarian.
Quinquagenarian. Let's go with 60s. You go, girl.
Thank you.
I'll say 40 and 55.
50 to 59. A quinquagenarian. I am, in fact, a quinquagenarian. And I brag about that every chance I get. So I'm a vegetarian. Oh, I'm a quinquagenarian. Sounds cool. Yeah. All right. Your question. What does DNA stand for? DNA. Uh-huh. Like, you kind of know what it is. It's just whether or not you can say it right.
Something like that.
You're going to hurt yourself.
Know what I mean?
Deoxyribonucleic acid. Of course it is. I mean, I literally just asked the question, like, I know you know what it is, but can you actually say it?
Right? No.
Yes, we discovered that. All right, your question. What is the name given to the band of rocky debris between Mars and Jupiter?
And a rocket between Mars and Jupiter. Is that the asteroid belt?
You go, girl.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You go, girl.
Well done, man.
Yeah, except for the you go, girl part.
Oh, he got it in.
Did he?
He did. He did. Man, squeeze it.
Game is a Big Dummy 206-803 round.
You ready, Ted?
Yeah.
Hello, Bud Light Julie. Welcome to the men's room.
Oh, hello?
Hola. Hola. Julie, are you sober or not sober?
So not sober.
Okay. Bud Lights?
No, I'm actually enjoying some Captain and Coke.
Oh, you know what?
Do you mean cocaine or just the actual drink, Captain and Coke?
No, the actual drink.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
All right, Julie, for 1 week, you'll say this at the end of every sentence. Heavens to Betsy. Yeah. Know what I mean? Sweet Googly Moogly, or You Go Girl, and that starts now as you play Big Dummy.
Oh, it's You Go Girl. Okay. Me and my daughter say that all the time to each other.
Do you actually say it to each other?
We do. We say, you go, girl. Yeah.
Sure. All right. You got to use it now at the end of every sentence.
So, Julie, here's your question. The band UB40's first number one hit, Red Red Wine, was a cover of whose song?
Oh, no.
Red Red Wine.
Red Red Wine?
Yeah. That's
Red Wine.
Yeah, I know that, but there's somebody else that did that?
Yeah. The original version.
Very famous.
Damn.
I guarantee you have heard of this person.
I'm sure I have.
A lot of his records have gone gold, platinum, diamond.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. This is not right, but Marvin Gaye, I don't
know. Please give us a You Go Girl.
You Go Girl.
You don't follow instructions very well.
It is not Marvin Gaye.
It was Neil Diamond.
Neil Diamond.
Oh, Neil Diamond?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Swear to God.
Okay.
All right, Julie. What was the name of the AI in 2001, A Space Odyssey?
Oh, no. I don't. I can hear the sound.
I wish you knew my name, Julie. It's a very simple question.
Oh. Too many Captain and Cokes today. No, I'm sorry. I can't think of anything.
You go, girl.
Yeah.
It's Hal, right?
Hal 9000. And Julie, I'm not making this up. A text came in. It says, Big Hands Kung Fu Grip Julie in the house.
No.
That is what it says.
You know you're the one.
Y'all remember my shirt I had. My name is Bud Light Julie.
You go, girl.
No. You go, girl.
There you go. You're getting it now.
All right. What famous singer was born with the name Sherilyn Sarkeesian? Sherilyn Sarkeesian.
Sherilyn?
Yes.
Sherilyn.
Sarkeesian.
Well, is it
Cher?
You go, girl.
Woo! She's never won a national title either.
You go, girl. It was, in fact, Cher.
Sarkeesian.
What is he, Texas now?
Correct.
Yeah, okay.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Brian. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Brian, are you sober or not sober?
I am not sober.
What are you doing over there, Brian?
I got some Ted Juice Miller Lights, and I had you ever had a Candela Wamba Jamba rum before?
I have not. No.
Tree bark stuff, man. A buddy of mine gets it out of Florida.
Hmm.
Yeah, it makes you warm.
I wonder if that's a lot like Mama Juana.
Mama Juana?
That is. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what it is. I'm sorry. That's what it is.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, Brian, our men's room poll. Say one at the end of every sentence starting now. Is it going to be Heavens to Betsy? Know what I mean? Sweet Googly Moogly or You Go Girl?
Oh, I thought I had the I do declare, but I'll go with, what is it? See what I'm saying? Or what is the other one? I'm sorry.
Know what I mean? Okay. You got it already.
All right, Brian, here's your question. What was Mr. T's character's name in Rocky III?
Oh, that would be Clubber Lang, you know
there
what I mean?
There you go. Yeah. One and done. Nice job, well Brian. Done. Nice job.
All right, hang on. Before we let you go, let's give you a true or false question. True or false, ears of corn have an even number of rows?
I would say true, you know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
Mm-hmm.
You
are very good.
No matter the size.
On average, an ear has 16 rows of kernels.
Hmm. Okay, okay.
Somebody took the time to count that. Hello, Scotty. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Scotty, are you sober or not sober?
Unfortunately, not sober.
Unfortunately, not sober. So you accidentally got drunk. All right, Scotty, say one at the end of every sentence for a week. Will it be Heavens to Betsy? Know what I mean? Sweet Googly Moogly or You Go Girl?
You Go Girl.
Starting now, You Go Girl.
All right, here is your question. A capon is a castrated what? It is a type of bird, a capon.
I don't know the answer, so I'm going to guess blue jay.
A castrated blue jay.
You go, girl.
You go, girl.
I'm going to say it's a rooster.
Yeah. It is, in fact, a rooster.
All right.
Why would you castrate a blue jay? I mean, you're just being mean at that point. Like a rooster,
well, big, nasty
I
birds.
Understand, but a blue jay, like, I'm going to castrate that blue jay.
Man, those things are vicious.
What, blue jays?
I just remember on the East Coast, they would attack crows. Yeah, they gave zero, you know what.
Really?
Oh, my God, yeah.
We had a lot of them in upstate New York, hence Toronto Blue Jays are close. Never a problem.
And the ones here have more black in them than white.
Yeah.
And they're bigger, and I think they're meaner.
They're stellars.
They might be.
Yeah.
Is it still a blue jay if it's not all blue?
Well, it's got it's a lot of blue in it, but instead of having the white feathers, it has black. So it looks like a combo between a blue jay and a crow.
Huh.
Yeah, they're big.
All right, here's your question. What was the nickname for the mechanical shark used in the movie Jaws? Which would have been a great name for the movie Deep Throat, but I guess it was too late.
Referenced in Finding Nemo.
Mm-hmm.
Great white shark?
No.
That was your guess?
Yes.
Gotta end it with Hugo, girl.
That was the name of the shark in Finding Nemo?
Nemo.
Bruce.
Yeah.
Nemo.
Bruce. Mm-hmm. That's why they named him Bruce. Kind of a callback to Jaws.
Bruce.
And actually named the shark in the movie Jaws Bruce because there was a lawyer they were dealing with that they did not like. So, kind of behind the scenes, they called him Bruce. Like, it's just this man-eating, horrible nemesis.
Yeah.
All right, your question. What farm animal always sleeps standing up?
I would have to guess a horse.
You go, dude.
That is a horse. I thought it was going to be a cow.
But that's not right. That's not true.
What?
I saw a horse sleeping a week ago on his side.
It was dead, Ted.
That was a
really?
Nap.
Was it on its side?
That was a nap.
Because the thing I read, it said, all right, horses sleep standing up. And they said just based on like the anatomy or structure of their legs.
I read is they have to be super like calm and comfortable in the environment they live on. So like.
You mean for them to lay down to sleep?
Correct.
Why aren't we asking Mike about this?
Because I didn't grow up on a farm, man.
But you grew up around horses.
In Enumclaw, right.
Yeah, but you've seen more horses in your lifetime than any of us combined.
Okay, I didn't take equestrian classes.
Well, I mean, I just figured, you know, you're driving down the road.
I saw them laying down all the time.
Okay.
They were all dead, Mike.
I'm just telling you, like, literally, driving up to Taryn's house in Stanwood. There's a certain corner, some farm roads, and this one place has a bunch of horses.
All right.
People I were with in the car were very excited. And is that horse dead? And I said, no. And I saw its ear twitch. And then when I got to their house.
But he's dying.
Yeah. Right. I was like, I thought they slept standing up. And it's like, no, if they get comfortable enough, they will lay down. How the horse gets on its side or gets up, no idea.
Texters are coming in. That's not a blue jay here. It is called a stellar jay.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at now.
Stellar jay.
No bluebirds in Washington. Stellar jays. And it says a lot of horses sleep on their sides, and especially in Ireland for some reason. I guess they're just chill there.
Yeah, and it indicates the horse is in deep sleep stage, most likely REM state sleep.
Huh.
That's sleep. I mean, that horse is getting Z's.
What do you think horses dream about, Ted?
Apples. Hey.
Okay.
Apples. That's the number one. Number one dream of horses. Apples.
Breaking free.
Yeah, like, you know.
Running on the beach.
Not to be like the Lone Ranger's, you know, horse or
anything. Well, I read something. It almost made me feel bad to talk about, like, when your dog's asleep. What do you think your dog's dreaming?
Squirrels.
And they're like, sure, the squirrels and all that thing. But because you are so integral to their life, a lot of, like, if they're having a nightmare, like, they've disappointed you in their dream. Right? Mm. And you have no way of knowing, but, like, you're freaking out on them about whatever in their dream. And it's like, no, man, it's not like that. So half the time my dog's asleep and she's twitching, I always like to think it's squirrels. And I'm like, I hope I'm not, like, beating her in her dream or start lighting her on fire. Because it's...
What if she wakes up and calls you Linda?
That's a good one. Linda wouldn't be mad about that. Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Justin, are you sober or not sober?
Sober, sir.
All right, Justin. Welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our men's room poll. Say one at the end of every sentence. Starting now, Justin. Heavens to Betsy. Know what I mean. Sweet googly moogly. Or you go girl.
So I occasionally have a slight stutter because I was trying to figure out which one was going to, like, sound the best or funnier. So, sweet googly moogly.
All right, googly moogly. All right, Justin, here is your question. Which U.S. state was named after the King of France?
The King of what? Sweet googly moogly?
France.
Alabama, sweet, googly,
moogly. Ah, the great King Alabama.
Georgia?
Nope, not a bad guess.
Virginia?
Nope.
King of France.
It'll make sense when you hear the name. Louisiana.
Ah. Oh,
Jesus,
yep. That's obvious.
Yeah. It's obvious once you hear it.
Yeah.
All right.
And I knew it was one of those southern states, sweet, googly, moogly.
All right, multiple choice question for you. Beets, turnips, peas, or parsnips? What is the oldest known vegetable? Beets, turnips, peas, or parsnips?
Parsnips, squiggly moogly.
I'll say beets.
Nope. Peas, believe it or not.
Hmm.
I'm just like, and really?
All those are just in that category.
Well, that's why I picked all the other being like root vegetables, because to me, they'd be the first. If you had to eat beets, turnips, peas, or parsnips, what are you eating first?
Peas. Simple.
I might go parsnips because they have the least amount of taste.
Mm-hmm. Do you know the difference between
a puree is pretty good, but I probably go with turnips. I'm trying to.
Ew, really, man?
Yeah.
I feel like turnips are something you only add to stew because you don't know what the hell else to do with turnips. All right. Your question, how many minutes does it take to complete a 12-round boxing match?
Sweet
googly
moogly.
What was that?
12, sweet
googly moogly. 48. Hang on, I can't add, or I can't multiply. 12 times 3.
Oh, 36.
36. So 36.
And they have a minute between each round.
Oh.
Damn it.
Except the final round, so 47 minutes.
The old technicality.
TKO.
All right, your question, what is the capital of Iran? It almost
Baghdad,
runs. What was that?
Baghdad, speak of me, Mowgli.
That's the capital of Iraq.
Is that Tehran?
Tehran. Tehran, Iran.
Second.
All right, your question. What is the more common name for sound navigation and ranging?
The Navy and the Air Force love it.
Mm-hmm.
Sonar, for Sweet Googly Moogly?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, boom. Indeed.
There you go, Justin. Have time for one more.
One more.
Big W.
Hello, Mike. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Mike, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
You don't sound like it. All right, Mike. For 1 week, you're going to have to say the one at the end of every sentence, starting now. Heavens to Betsy. Know what I mean? Sweet Googly Moogly, or you go girl.
All right. Let's do Know What I Mean, but can I do Know What I'm Saying?
I know what you mean.
Yep.
New Zealand, the famous South American country. It is by Chile. Although I like New Zealand. All right, your question. What state is the source of both the Rio Grande and the Arkansas rivers?
Texas, know what I'm saying?
Let me think here for a minute. Could that be Montana?
Nope. Colorado.
Colorado
just pumps out rivers.
It's what we do.
Right? California steals all this.
Be weird to see a sign in Colorado that says this is the beginning of the Arkansas River or whatever.
I love that it starts in Colorado. And they're like, we'll give it
Why wouldn't you just say it's the Colorado River?
Because there already is the Colorado River.
Well, I guess the Mississippi River runs a long way before it gets to Mississippi.
That's a good point. It starts like as far north as you can get. Right?
Minnesota, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's called the Mississippi.
It should be the Minnesota River.
Mm-hmm.
Or the Louisiana River.
But there might already be a Minnesota River. That's the problem. Whichever one you name first, like, so they named the Colorado River the Colorado River. Then you find another river, and you're like, damn it. This would have been cooler than that one. Although, if you do carve out the Grand Canyon, I'm sticking shouldn't with Colorado.
Should the Columbia River then be the Washington River?
Yeah, we can take ownership.
I mean, seriously. I mean, F Oregon.
F you. It's the Washington River now. Right. All right, your question.
It's ours.
What is the first month comprised of 30 days?
February. No. April.
You got it.
Nice job.
Nice job. Head chef coming up. We're going to talk a little hot sauce with Ted's Meat and Potatoes on the way at 4:30. And we get your emails coming up next from the men's room at KISW.com.